Certainly does. What was the house like that you grew up in?
How did I?
What was the house like that you grew up in? How would you describe it, sir?
Well, the lot of land is known that it ain't a city lot now.
Mm-hmm.
City lots, you know, they run 50 by 100 and so on, bigger. But the lot of land out in the country, the way they surveyed out, was 490 acres,
mm-hmm.
lot of land.
Yes, sir.
Well, on that lot of land, it was number 305. 305 in the southwest corner. A lot of land, 305, was where I was born. Had a daddy and had a farm there and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know what kind of a house, Daddy. It was a double pen log house.
They went out in the woods and they built a house. They didn't get poor, they got a good big one. Mm-hmm. Well built, everybody said it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a log house, we called it double pen. And then the hall was closed up. And then the two side bedrooms. And well, there was a four bedroom house. But there was two of them pens, you know, they had shed rooms on the side. Kitchen, cook house, dining room, and cook room. It was L that extended out from that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dining and a cook room to it.
What kinds of, how did you heat this house?
Well, you just have to get out there and wrestle and tumble and fall around. Well, they went in the woods and they got what we call sticks, chimney sticks. It would be about 2.5 to 6 feet long. The fireplace I was raised in was 6 foot wide. And you could carry in a piece of wood 4 foot long and throw it on there and get you a... They'd take them sticks and make a pen and go on up and do a funnel. And then daub clay in between them, you know, to keep them from burning down.
Yes, sir.
And daub the back and all the sides, big, just like put on, it's mortar, what it was called, just like putting it on plaster on the house, you know.
Yes.
Paint. And it would never catch a fire. Didn't as long as you kept them sticks covered up with that clay, you know, mortar.
Yes, sir. Did you ever hear the soot was in the chimney, the inside of the chimney catching on fire, sir?
Huh?
The inside of a chimney?
Huh?
You ever heard of that catching on fire?
Well, that's what I was telling you. Here's the chimney here, and they put their sticks in there and put mortar between them,
mm-hmm.
and then dug clay all on it, you know. Them sticks was never exposed to the blaze. Did they would catch a fire?
Yes, sir.
But then, what you call plastering with the house, they plaster it with clay, take clay and make a mud out of it, you know?
Yes.
Daub it up there. That protected the chimney sticks from catching the fire. And they'd be anywhere from about 6 foot wide. And I was 10, 12 years old, and I could stand up under the mantel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could get warm, all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a place in front of the fireplace? A little group of stones?